All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, welcome to the Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I don't think this is too terribly fun. It's just a way to get very long shapes of Play-Doh, isn't it?
Well, yes. But okay. They're fun shapes.
Oh, okay. Like stars, hearts.
Well, see, that's the thing, is ordinarily you just get stars, hearts, crescent moon, like basically all the cereal.
Okay.
I've been working with the Dojeuneers down here at the Play-Doh Fun Factory and had them create a mystery shape that we're going to use to determine a game.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can see here, we can't quite see what it is. It's been pixelated.
All right.
Through our cyber eyes. But you can see here that they've lined up the little nozzle here. And I just need you to push on this Play-Doh thing. However, since we're actually at the factory, it's giant.
Yeah.
You have to step on it.
Yeah, ground I'm going to have to.
Do a ground pound in real life, please.
Just do it. Do a Mario. I mean, I mean, Gary, that would ruin my coccyx.
Yeah, just like Mario's coccyx. What do you, man? That guy's coccyx has got to be in rough shape.
Yeah, you have to imagine that he's got some plates in his undies there. You know,
sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe he had a vestigial tail at some point.
Maybe. Yeah, Baca degrees.
anyway, ground pound this, please.
Yeah, okay.
Woohoo!
Ow.
But look, it's a Play-Doh Tanya Harding.
Topical.
What does a Play-Doh Tanya Harding make you think of?
What was that shitty, that was like, it was on like opposite.
BattleBots?
Yeah, like it was like, you could either watch BattleBots or you could watch, Celebrity Deathmatch. Game computer, shut up. No.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering for Return of the Buffo.
This week we are talking about the video game adaptation of the MTV claymation cartoon Celebrity Deathmatch. This is a Cole pick.
This is inspired, Cole. Well done. I forgot. I go years without thinking about Celebrity Deathmatch.
We call those the blissful times.
Yeah, we call those the wonder years.
Yeah.
What was wrong with us?
I don't know. So, like, I was thinking about this because one of my favorite television shows of all time is Syphil and Ollie, okay? Hugely informative for me. Just I would stay up till 12:30 at night to watch that on MTV, and so I was kind of like around, you know, as MTV did their, you know, like their late night lineup, you know, kind of morphed from here, you know, runs of like Daria and Syphil and Ollie and this, like, you know, this kind of stuff. I feel like Celebrity Deathmatch was like kind of on the way out of that, like, good Jackass era into, you know, the surreal life or whatever.
Sure. JG's going to give it to him.
Right. And so you had this, which was just real South Park-y. Like, it's specifically in the Simpsons parody of South Park, where it's like, I can't believe OJ Simpson and Calista Flockhart killed Pikachu on a, you know, like that kind of thing. Right. Yeah.
It was also like this ran for 4 years, but somehow was like on continuously for 10.
Mm hmm.
You know, like in syndication and everything, there was a time when anytime you'd ever turn on MTV, it was always Celebrity Deathmatch.
Right.
And every single time, it was just this sinking feeling of like, fuck. You know, fuck.
Yeah. Pervasive sense of dread.
You know,
yeah.
In the late teen, you know, maybe it'll be fun to, oh no, it's Miss Cleo. Yeah, there's no jokes, like just the voice.
Yeah, it's just the voice, and like they've got moves. But yeah, this is just like it is just on the way toward a robot chicken. I think robot chicken actually like picked up the torch from this weirdly. It's
not the same people at all, which you would think.
Yeah.
Right. I was looking that up because Robot Chicken was made by the same people who did a comic that was in a magazine I used to get called Toy Fair.
Okay.
And I remember being excited for Robot Chicken and then watching it and being disappointed because I don't think it's a very good show.
Right.
And then those same people worked on the new MODOK show, which is actually pretty funny.
Okay.
They did the animation. They just didn't do any of the writing.
Okay.
So it looks better as well because there's more puppets.
Yeah.
Like less CG than you might think. Mm-hmm. This is just the fights though. Like
yes.
When you said Family Guy, it wasn't just Family Guy. Like, oh no, Calista Flockhart got married to Pikachu. It's also just how the Family Guy thinks violence is like the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah the extended fights between Peter and the chicken. Yeah
with that shit has always sucked,
right?
Like that sucks so bad, even if it's making fun of the fight and They Live, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not funny when Peter Griffin and a chicken do it,
right?
You know, and it's not funny when Calista Flockhart and a Frankenstein do it or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, or a mummy. That's the universal monster that just shows up in this for no reason.
Yeah, they had to pad out the roster. So like, okay, like there are only so many Carmen Electras we can do.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So let's bring in the Wolfman.
Yeah,
you know, and all of NSYNC or whatever. And like they're playing this game. This is just a bad wrestling game because it's an adaptation of a bad wrestling show, right?
Yeah.
And like all the characters, you know, had like little quippy dialogue that was just based on like the tabloid version of those people.
Sometimes,
but other times it would just be like, I don't know, just kind of like a crass and dumb, like, oh, look, they've got a special move, you know, like, oh, Jack Nicholson at one point, you know, wailed on somebody's car with a 9-iron. So he's got a 9-iron here. Hey, remember that low moment of somebody's life?
There's a lot of TMZ DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
This kind of celebrity, you know, attitude is pretty nasty and shitty.
Yeah.
The idea of like a real wild wrestling game with power-ups and stuff like Mario Kart wrestling.
Yeah.
I think is an okay idea.
Mm-hmm.
But this controls like absolute dick and the humor is horrible.
Yeah.
And it has announcers that make announcements that feel like they're not even really inspired by what's happening.
No.
I remember playing it, and as soon as I started, they were like, it would be great if something happened in this match. And I'm like, I just fucking started. Mm-hmm. Give Busta Rhymes a chance. Pieces of shit. Like Busta Rhymes has to get into the zone before he can beat up on this Cleo.
Yeah. No, they're just responding to like the crowd meter, I think. Like there's a little bit of a like performance rating kind of aspect to it. Which is mostly just responding to like, are you doing a taunt or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is in the fighting game thing where you have to do a finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get people's health all the way down and then you have to do your finishing move. That's a reference to your TV show or the worst day of your life, you know, like Jack Nicholson or what have you.
Yeah.
And we got a real rogues gallery of characters here, any number of which, if they just made a video game about them, we could talk about for the entire episode, I feel like.
Yeah. That was also kind of the motivation for this was like, I looked at the roster and I was like, I don't know, man. We can probably go a few miles on Ron Jeremy alone, you know?
Yeah, we haven't talked about Ron Jeremy in a while.
Yeah.
So I got the list here on Wikipedia here. First up, like clearly slumming it, I feel like in terms of talent, one of the more talented people up here, we got Busta Rhymes.
But like Busta Rhymes wasn't playing himself. Like this is literally just they're just like, oh, like we're gonna have a rapper here. And I don't know an awful lot about Busta Rhymes. Like at one point he turned into like a samurai warrior kind of guy.
Yeah, he's one of those rappers who digivolved into a you know, into a fighting man of some kind.
Yeah. But like Busta Rhymes' style is really good. I like his flow, very percussive.
Busta Rhymes is good. Like, I don't know anything about his personal life, so nobody yell at me if he's done horrible things because it's ignorance. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's like, those are good songs. And at the time this was coming out, all of those songs that came out on MTV of Busta Rhymes at the time were fucking bangers.
Yeah.
Like, that was good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Does not belong here.
No, does not belong here. Does belong here, who was very much in the D list, like, you know, And just and here we have Kathy Griffin bringing in all of the redheads. We got Carrot Top, which is funny because like this game is separated into episodes, and like the matches are done like you know, when they have Carrot Top coming in, he's fighting Marilyn Manson, and the idea is that like, oh, it's the two skinniest people you knew. Could any of us foreseen that Carrot Top would get swole, like start doing steroids and injecting synthol?
Like one of the most disgusting, waxiest looking people that I've ever seen in my life. Just like an absolute, you know what he looks like? He looks exactly like Forrest McNeil when he gets the perfect body.
He does. Yeah. You know,
kind of gross, like, you know, just waxy golem.
Just with those flippers, just with the veneers on.
And the way that he works in this is he just does clown stuff. So he like does party poppers and stuff, but that's not Carrot Top's thing. Carrot Top's thing was, you know, here's a rear view mirror on a toilet for when you need to pass gas.
Right.
Like that's what he did. You know, there are mix ups of objects, you know, portmanteaus.
Yeah. No, it was the evolution of Gallagher.
It's like a Jim Carrey movie. Like, what if a portmanteau was real? Carrot Top presented to you.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Shannon Doherty, which, like, that was dated even at the time that this came out. Because, like, you know, she was on Little House on the Prairie, and then, like, 90210 was, like, her big thing. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I didn't see any of her moves. There's a move list here. Let's see what they have for Shannon Doherty.
They're all just, you know, like a lot of the, would it surprise anyone listening to this to learn that the Celebrity Deathmatch video game is pretty sexist?
I mean, the Anna Nicole Smith stuff is actually fucking unforgivable. Yeah. Like, it's really bad.
Or the that stuff is really bad. Cindy Margolis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who just uses her tits for like everything.
Well, that's the joke for Anna Nicole Smith too. With more fat jokes in there as well.
Yeah. Like she, you know, she's chonky and has tits, whereas the other lady is skinny and has tits, but rest assured. Tits are on the menu, boys.
Yeah. But like Shannon Doherty, like off the turnbuckle, she'll do a forward flip, a butt drop. Summer moves. She has an angry slap. A magic wand stun? I don't know.
Yeah, what? Why? Yeah. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nope.
So, you know, from 90210, and this was in 1998 was when the show came out, so well past its sell-by date.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra, who I mostly know for, like, workout tapes.
Yeah, she was like an all-purpose, like, she showed up, she was the generic, I mean, not generic, like, she was like in the scary movie kind of things, like here's a hot lady that we're gonna put in, like it was just kind of a go-to like stunt casting kind of thing.
Well, she was from Baywatch. Now that makes sense.
Oh, was she from Baywatch? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
She played Lanny McKenzie
In
Baywatch. That's how she got a breakthrough.
Yeah No, just like, oh, we need a babe, we need a conventionally attractive babe. Here we go. Yeah.
We got Ron Jeremy. Surprisingly large proportion of these people are all sex pests as well.
Yeah.
It's worth noting.
Yeah. So yeah. We're on a run here.
We're not doing it on purpose, but this is the rapist fighting game.
Yeah.
It really does pit rapists against each other in a no hold barred death match.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing that I thought was kind of clever about Ron Jeremy, like there are moves where like he turns into a hedgehog or whatever, because that was his nickname, haha, hedgehog, whatever. Like his grab, when you do it, the camera cuts away to the announcers reacting to the size of his dick. So it doesn't show him doing it. It's just a cutaway and then it cuts back to it. I thought that was funny.
His finisher is he does a little disco dance and then two disco balls fall on the enemy. And it's like, oh, he just crushed them with his balls.
Yeah, those are the biggest balls I've ever seen. Yeah. Yeah.
I just found out, I'm watching a play of this in the background.
Okay.
The Universal Monsters are in this as well. Frankenstein's finisher is actually very funny.
Okay.
He puts Mrs. Frankenstein's head on his opponent and then the referee comes over and marries them. And then the head falls off. Like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, yeah, that's not so bad. But yeah, Ron Jeremy is a monster. Well known. Did you ever watch the Super Hornio Brothers?
I've never seen it. Like I don't know. That must have been one of the first articles that like got me to the Something Awful front page. Was like the reviews for that, and then like the search for the sequel that putatively existed. Yeah.
Where they got towed. So weird. Yeah. They got, you know, it used to be like Doki Doki Porno. And then they had to change it. So Ron Jeremy sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and for people who don't know who he was, because he's, you know, rightfully obscure, he's like a weird little fat hairy guy who had a big dick and was one of the first like famous porn stars, but famous for like not looking like what a porn star would look like.
Yeah. Like he was more svelte in like the 70s and 80s when he was coming up, like when porn was, you know, my understanding is that it was just real, like, you know, grungier than even than it ends up being. So like but then like in the 90s he started getting all slobby and stuff, and then like he would go around and do like campus debates about free speech and stuff, you know, against like religious shitheads or whatever, which is like, yeah, you're on the right side of this actually, but also you suck.
You're a rapist, though. Like, yeah, you know, it's like, actually, you know, who knows why you were trying to do this?
Yeah.
He also, I had access to a pornography when I was younger that featured Ron Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friends like treated it as a little bit of a meme because it was like shitty fat Ron Jeremy from like later in his career.
Right.
A girl goes down on him in the pornography and he goes, "Hey, you suck me like you know me."
Ooh.
And "you suck me like you know me" was a thing me and my friends would.
Yeah. Would I don't care for that at all.
I don't like it as a non-ironic thing. It was pretty funny at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to have him shout that out in the middle of this. Like it was, you know, he was having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that guy's a monster.
Yeah.
He played Mario in a Mario themed porn.
He did. Up next we have Tommy Lee. He was the lead singer of Motley Crue. Yeah. Famous for his sex tape with Pamela Anderson.
Not in this game.
Pamela
Anderson, but probably all over the TV show,
of course.
Have you ever seen that sex tape?
No, I have not.
It's extremely unpleasant, my man.
I imagine it
they're on a boat, they're talking the whole time. It's really not good.
There's something weird about like leaked sex tape kind
of
stuff.
Of course there is. Like I'm not advocating for that. I was a teenager and
it was
you want to see Pamela Anderson have sex, and like that was my hormones weren't going to allow me to say no.
Right And also that was just a part of like VHS culture, you know, just that was going to make its way around. Tommy Lee served 6 months in jail for kicking Pamela Anderson while she was holding their son. Wife beater,
worst people in the world.
Yeah.
In this awful fucking game,
fucking terrible.
Yeah. Speaking continuing the rogues gallery, this is basically like Injustice Gods Among Us, but only villains.
who could have guessed that Marilyn Manson would have been bad to women?
Yeah,
it's kind of like when I found out that the lead singer of Brand New was bad with women, and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. You know, who could have guessed based on the lyrics of Brand New songs?
Marilyn Manson, who is embarrassing on so many levels. Like part of the reason why I hate this game is because some of these people deserve to be made fun of, and this game is so toothless and, you know, inane.
Yeah.
That I can't even do it. Like a lot of my favorite Mr. Show sketches are making fun of Marilyn Manson. There were a couple of like really good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just like he's just wearing first of all, he's like wearing almost no clothes. Which wasn't so much like Voldo thing.
Yeah.
He's doing what?
He's dressed up like Voldo.
Yeah. He's the Voldo of this. And his, the jokes about him are the laziest thing possible.
Yeah.
Like you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Super, super toothless. And that guy has always sucked.
Yes. has always sucked. Like, I don't like, and he would be like rolled out because he was the easiest, again, like this free speech kind of thing, because he was intentionally provocative and shocking. People would take, you know, there was, you know, just easy moral panics about him. And then he would be brought up as like a response. And it's like, yeah, the people doing the moral panic are wrong, but also you fucking suck, dude. Like, and you're hard to look at.
Yeah, he's extremely, like 100%. And this is also, I mean, this is going to be a lot of me just saying, do you remember stuff? But I've been on this real, like, the 90s were a fever dream kick in kind of general.
I mean,
in Bowling for Columbine, that's part with Marilyn Manson?
That's exactly what I was going to bring in. He factored into that in a huge way.
Yeah. It's like there's a part where Michael Moore is interviewing Marilyn Manson about the Columbine Massacre.
Yeah.
You know, because the Columbine kids cited Marilyn Manson as an influence.
Yeah.
And he's like, what would you say to them? And he just looks at the camera and goes, I wouldn't say anything. I'd listen. And then flash forward 20 years later to the Saturday Night Live John Mulaney sketch of What's My Name? Where Bill Hader does that very performatively to John Mulaney, and it's great. Karen, pushing on me. I wouldn't say anything. I'd listen, and everybody applauds. Like,
yeah,
very Kafkaesque for John Mulaney. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know, man. Something about finding out that guy's a rapist just makes that that kind of that sentiment a little bit more hollow.
Like not even that. Like I mean, that is scary. It gets weirder and more complicated. Like, he tortured women.
People who were in relationships
with it, they're traumatized by it. Like, it just, you know, just the firsthand accounts of that were really upsetting to read.
Yeah. Really, really fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit. What a monster.
Yeah.
Next up, Cindy Margolis, the fembot from Austin Powers.
Yep.
Another is how I know her.
Lady famous for being pretty. Yeah.
Yep. She does not have a section on her Wikipedia that's like lawsuits and controversy. So probably not a horrible person.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, in this game, she just fights with her tits because the game is horrible when the people are not.
Yes. Yeah. Same thing with Miss Cleo. You can say, okay, Miss Cleo, psychic lady, a spokesperson for an organization that definitely took advantage and gave a lot of false hope to people. Right. Would you be surprised if I told you that a lot of the jokes were like, you know, at the would you be surprised if they were ethnically tinged, Gary?
I wouldn't. Yeah. I would not. Mr. T shows up, which again, that's like classic.
Yeah,
this kind of dude, you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and weird Mr. T thing. Have you seen a picture of that guy recently?
Not recently, no. Is he real? He's real thin. Yes, he has T cell leukemia.
He's gotten thinner for sure. Dude looks good for being 70 years old.
Yeah,
like that guy looks incredibly young. Like, very consistent.
Yeah,
Mr. T.
No, it's. I mean, I'm gonna click on the Mr. T entry. As far as I know, he is not problematic.
We'll never know. But it seems like so far is okay.
Born again Christian, that can go either way.
He did a music, an album called Mr. T's Commandments.
Ooh.
Which me and my friends had a cassette tape of. That was really fun because it was the kind of thing where like the bicycle safety camp kind of, where like a band was hired just to do the music and then Mr. T just kind of popped in and said things.
Right. Once in a while. Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, you'd be listening to me like, Mr. T's Commandments. It's true. Like, just kind of atonally shout something in the middle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know?
And the songs are all about respecting your parents and stuff.
The, when Mr. T would show up on TV Funhouse on SNL, and just like start spouting that stuff, and he would like get stuff backwards. Just a favorite line from that is like, don't do sleep, get 8 hours of drugs. Like, I love that. It's so good.
So Mr. T, in the win column.
In the win column. This is great. After Hurricane Katrina, he stopped wearing all of his gold because that was his thing. He had like the gold chains and all that. And he just like, yeah, after he went down and helped out there, he said, no, like just that's actually like insensitive and disrespectful when there's that kind of suffering in the world. So like he changed his image after that. Yeah.
He's also, he's Clever Lang in Rocky III, and mm-hmm. he was also just like a straight up a G.I. Joe, I think.
In real life? Like,
yeah, I think that let me see if I imagined that.
I mean, he was in the A-Team. Like, it'd be A. Baracus, of course.
A-Team. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of Sergeant Slaughter, the wrestler. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he's B.A. Baracus in the A-Team.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was friends with Sergeant Slaughter. I think that's how I got those guys together. Then we have the entirety of NSYNC, which I did not play as, but I watched them play as, and all of them have a move where they turn around and fart musical notes at each other. You gotta think Justin Timberlake is probably looking back on that, not thinking it's great.
Probably. Yeah.
As the person whose cachet on this is probably, you know, maintained the most.
Probably. It's weird. It's weird to even think of Justin Timberlake being in NSYNC too, because he achieved escape velocity from that in a way that mm-hmm. other people didn't.
Like, not, you know, kind of around here too. Like, this was also like, when's NSYNC?
Like, NSYNC was like 1999, 2000, 2001 was when they had like, so right their, that was when their wave kind of like crested. By like 2004, 2005, I think that was like, that was Sexy Back. Like, that was when I was in high school, was when
he did his first one, the Justified, and grabbed the Super Bowl tit.
That was 2004. The wardrobe malfunction. Yeah.
Yeah. So the, but anyway, mm-hmm. does not seem like, he belongs here.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Dennis Rodman.
Best friend. the juice is loose. Just going over there and doing PR for North Korea.
Scanning his Wikipedia for like sex assault scandals and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, he's just a really, really big fan with North Korean, good friends with North Korean dictators.
Yeah, no, just one of the most bizarre possible things. Has settled several lawsuits out of court for alleged sexual assault.
Yeah, I knew there was going to be.
Yeah.
Like that. And it sucks because initially Dennis Rodman was kind of cool.
It was just a bad, like, provocative, bad boy in, like, basketball. Like, in the one sport where, like, you could actually have an image, where you weren't, like, hidden behind a uniform and a cap, or, like, under a helmet and under armor. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it wasn't even, like, he wasn't doing too much. It was just, like having a haircut and dyeing his hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, yeah, that's, you know, that's fucking wild and provocative. Yeah. And at the time, like, it was, you know, it was cool to do that. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, went on to become really good friends with Kim Jong-un and do all the sex assault. So, like, not super good at that point. Not great. His move, he at least they're basketball,
mm-hmm.
you know, themed. He does a lot of free throws.
There's at least there's that. Does the worm, I think, is one of his finishers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Anna Nicole Smith, once you learn the actual story behind her, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad.
And this
coincided with the reality show around her, which was literally just a camera on her at all times as she was dealing with alcohol and pills.
I fucking hate the late 90s, early 2000s, like, reality TV. Like, this, that the 90s are a big nadir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Culturally, like, late 90s, 2000s, like, culturally, like, morally, musically, mm-hmm. like, that was a rough fucking time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, it's kind of hacky when people are like, oh man, like, society, it's all honey boo boo now and stuff. And it's like, yes, that's hacky. Also, though, there was a TV show that was one of the most popular TV shows in America that was just like child abuse, the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, like, little girl asking for Mountain Dew Go-Go juice and like being put on the pageant circuit,
mm-hmm.
you know, without informed consent.
Yeah.
And it was a water cooler standby.
Yeah.
You know,
how about the water cooler standby where the addict who had lived a very tough life was just basically put on television to, you know, watch her slowly commit suicide over the course of several mm-hmm. years. And the key takeaway was, she says some dumb stuff. when she's under the influence of substances. Not to, you know, it's rough. It's really bad. And this whole thing, worst. like her, you know, her punch attack has her taking, just like, she reaches towards her chest and pulls out two watermelons and smashes them on a person. Like, haha, her boobs are big. But her finishing move is like whipping out a big old grill and cooking the person up. Oh, also the alternate animation for the punch has her whipping some, like, whacking somebody with a ham shank and then taking a big bite out of it.
it's just exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think I had this feeling of being alive during it, of being complicit.
Yeah.
Like, people who were born after this, your hands are more clean than mine are.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't support this. I didn't watch this. I didn't read those magazines. I didn't watch that show.
Yeah.
I also didn't, like, you know, strap armor hot dogs to myself and go down to the
headquarters. What kind of man wears armor hot dogs?
I wasn't that kind of man. you know, speaking of this, Jerry Springer, who we've talked about before.
Yeah.
You know,
fascinating man.
Yeah. Fascinating man who I do think is at least partially responsible for the kind of culture and idea behind this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Even if he was not as evil, you know, in some ways, but like, that is, you know, this is kind of where this came from in some ways.
Yeah. Just the broader debasement. Yeah.
And the rest of them are, there's Wizard Johnny and Gladiator Nick, who are the two announcers. The other thing with this game is they had this actual announcer playing as himself.
Mm-hmm.
What's his head? The Let's Get Ready to Rumble fellow.
No, it wasn't the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. Oh, no. It was, his name?
Mills Lane.
Mills Lane. Yeah.
Let's Get It On guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was doing his own voice up until he had a stroke.
Yeah. And then they continue casting and they just have a different guy do his voice. Feels a little insensitive. I don't know.
Yeah, not great. This was made, the TV show was made by Eric Fuller, not the guys who did, Robot Chicken, who really, really weirdly is the guy behind the head. Do you remember the head?
What the fuck is the head?
It was the MTV show that, played along with like the Max. About a guy who had an alien living in his head.
This was a little bit before me. It, like, at that time, if it wasn't Beavis and Butthead, I wasn't paying attention to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember liking this.
Okay.
And thinking this was surprise. I mean, I feel like there's a really good chance this is slightly more cerebral than Celebrity Deathmatch. It's like, this guy, an alien came down and lived in his head, and he like talked to him, and everyone treated him as normal, even though his head was big enough to house this alien.
Okay.
And it was an animated series.
Like,
and
you watched, what was it, along the with joke, the that he was like running into chandeliers and light fixtures and ceiling fans and stuff?
He was like an everyman, and the alien was trying to accomplish something that I cannot recall.
Through him. Yeah.
But that's the same guy who did this. And like, this, that was kind of interesting and had cool animation and stuff. And then he just went and did, you know, what if Marilyn Manson pulled Justin Timberlake's finger and then he farted as a fatality and someone said, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
You know? So just really weird fucking cultural artifact from just a horrible time in humanity.
Yeah, it's not great. I just had one of those moments where I was thinking back on MTV late night, and was that a fever dream? Did we did we get this? Oh God, the theme song. MTV asked Marilyn Manson to compose a song for the show. Ultimately, the song conveyed the public's obsession with violence and sadistic acts, which were portrayed on television. Manson believed that the show's satirical take regarding society as a whole, astonishing panorama of the end times, became the only single off of the Celebrity Deathmatch soundtrack. What were we doing?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't, you know, to be fair, as a species, we still haven't figured out what satire is.
You know? True.
We're still calling things satire.
Yeah.
Not satire. There's no universe in which Celebrity Deathmatch is satire.
Right.
Like, what is it satirizing?
I mean, it's
people having mental health breakdowns.
It's just gumming at the edges. Like, oh, do you want to see Rosie O'Donnell fight Oprah Winfrey? Do you want to see Liam Gallagher?
Like, yes, but not as claymation. Like, I just want to imagine or talk about it with my friends. This is not serving that purpose. You know, I want to talk to my friends about who would win in fights, because you go down Weird Little Diverticula.
Yeah.
You know, you think about like, oh, well, Oprah's got the money, you know, but Rosie O'Donnell probably wants it more.
Right.
She's got all that Exit Eden money.
Uh-huh.
So she can probably put up a good fight in that respect as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell knows Harriet the Spy. She can get intel on Oprah, you know?
Exactly, like Otacon. Her own little, like, Otacon. Do you mean tell me that every web.com has a Rosie O'Donnell?
Do you want to see Dave Grohl fight Courtney Love, where Billy Corgan shows up late to the fight?
Yeah. It's also, like, what graveyard are they fighting on? Just, like, husband, bandmate. Yeah, just absolutely disgusting. It's also on GameFAQs really weird.
Yeah,
because the reviews on this are pretty strange. People who are dissatisfied, in real life, like legitimately dissatisfied, but go about saying it in really weird ways. Like Mr. T, meh. Tommy Lee, meh. Fun, nah. music television. It is most definitely television. Mm-hmm. Though calling the crap played on that god awful station music is an insult to eardrums everywhere. What happened to real punk and real rock?
Jesus,
nonetheless,
Christ.
We get a TV celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah, you know what? You know what punks want is to be on TV. Yeah, good yeah. job. Nice grasp for authenticity there. Here's a machine trying to trick people into believing it's a human. MTV is a fine television channel, which can be proven by the millions who watch it.
Treat as party fodder, one that will be dipped into now and then.
GameFAQs reviews just the biggest, like the longest, most wide spanning Turing test.
It is very much it's the longest, most wide-spanning failed Turing test.
Yeah. There's a person starving to death inside the Chinese room. It's like, for God's sake, how many one-star reviews do I have to give before you send help?
Please. Celebrity Deathmatch isn't a game you'll be playing for hours, days, weeks on end, but instead one that you'll pull out along with the dance mat for drunken parties. Trying very hard not to go into party discourse from a different show that recorded earlier. And also trying to keep my face pointed at the microphone while Pocket tries to destroy my security deposit by fucking with my blinds.
Yeah, yeah. I think that ship done sailed.
Yeah, why? What are you getting out of that? You're just moving them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a toy. You have toys.
He's not trying to get out behind them to look out the window. He's literally just messing with them. Yeah.
I have my blinds up a little bit so he can look out the window, which
of course.
Is, he does not understand the fucking sacrifice I'm making for that.
Oh no.
Because I don't like sunlight in my house, and I like to walk around, like, I don't wear shirts at home.
Right.
And you know, people are lucky if I wear anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to wear shorts if I have the window open for Pocket.
Right.
And he doesn't appreciate it. Come on, man. Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
I was expecting for this game to be more of like an angry video game nerdification. Like, none of the big streamers, like your Markipliers or whatever, have gotten a hold of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it's just because that, I don't know. This came out, it kind of spanned generations a little bit. There was the PlayStation version, the PS2 version. Yeah. I wonder if it's just, that's just a weird little, that's a weird like blind spot and like streamer kind of stuff. It's probably not old enough or not new enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like their audience may not know who these people are.
Maybe.
Like, sincerely, like I don't feel like, you know, if you the average, you know, streaming fan,
yeah,
you know, knows who Shannon Doherty is.
Yeah, you know who Shannon Doherty? She's 50.
Yeah. That elder stateswoman of the screen and stage.
Yeah.
why did you know her?
Uh-huh.
You know?
You know, you ever seen Charmed? Remember Charmed, guys?
No. I was born after 9/11.
Yeah.
I don't have memories like that.
Oh my god.
There's not been what is that, Mad World, the game that has the announcers?
Yeah,
like that's kind of thing that games have been chasing for a long time.
Right. Mad World, that was Don DiMaggio and Greg Proops who did that.
Yeah,
who did the announcing half of on
the
that.
Team behind the announcers in the Pottery Barn scene.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
What a weird poll. Let's get the Eraserhead looking guy from Who's the Line. man.
That was not good times to me.
No. But yeah, the generic commentary is very good. Like even in like, you know, the story mode is like the, you know, it's structured just like the show. So you've got these episodes, you know, with three fights as they go, like you have it laid out. You could have recorded lines about what they could possibly do, but they didn't.
Yeah. Which, you know, huge bummer, and it's less apt than it is in like even NBA Jam.
Yeah. At least then they knew you came in from downtown.
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, I understand what that means because of you, NBA Jam. You've taught me most things I know about basketball.
Right.
You and the Wikipedia entry for Dennis Rodman have taught me most of what I know about the sport.
Yeah. Yeah. And Space Jam.
Yeah, we're on here. Games Facts is just people saying this is good and other people saying this is bad. Mm-hmm. And then people saying this is bad and other people saying it's good.
Yeah. Across different versions. Story? What story? Yeah.
It's just dumb fun. Fuck mm-hmm. off. Like, it's a really irritating, like, I'm playing this and made me conjure the person who like really loves it mm-hmm. into my head and become preemptively irritated with them.
Yeah.
And like, ordinarily I don't care what people like, but I feel like this is going to be the kind of game where people like it and they're just like, it's just dumb fun. Like, you know, and what it almost feels like, and this is me being patronizing, but like they're getting the little dopamine squirt from recognizing a name, but not realizing it.
Yeah, you know, possibly.
They're doing the like, hey, remember Dennis Rodman thing? And they're mm-hmm. like, I do remember that. And their brain is releasing those good feels because of mm-hmm. familiarity.
Yeah.
But they're being manipulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the, taking advantage of the reference. It's pulling that string. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Give me three celebrities you could take in a fight in a death match.
Abe Vigoda.
Okay. Done. Well, there's one.
All right. Who could I take in a fight?
Just Abe Vigoda, huh? What about three Abe Vigodas at once?
Oh, no. You ruined me. Tear me limb from limb. Yeah.
Like a pack of dogs.
I could take on a kid. What about that the kid from Jerry Maguire? What's he doing? Got a big head. That's a target.
He's an adult now. Like,
well, Abe Vigoda's dead now. Abe Vigoda's dead as fuck, dude.
It'd be alive. I didn't know Abe Vigoda was dead. Why would I know that? It has to be somebody alive. Yeah, all you Vigoda heads out there have been following the news.
He died in 2016. I bet you could take.
Yeah, but I don't know what he's famous for. I don't know why I would know anything.
He's famous
about him.
For being old.
That's not a reason to be famous.
Yeah.
Alive people only.
Oh, okay. Currently alive people. I can't be held responsible if somebody dies between recording and when it comes out. I didn't make it happen. Yeah.
This podcast is admittable in court. This counts as a threat to all three of these people, so you better hope they
all three of these. You. Yeah. I bet you could take William Shatner.
William Shatner?
He seems real angry, is the thing, but I have to go after the infirm. I have to go after people who are real, real sick. Is the thing.
He's got culture war reasons to be motivated to fight you.
Yeah. He would consider me to be to be real angry with my sensibility.
We got Shatner.
Yeah, we got Shatner. You know, I think I could take Moby. Yeah, aiming a little bit younger. That'd be really satisfying is the thing. To take him to the south side, by which I mean give him a swirly. Yeah,
we're all seeing stars. that was one of mine. I had some in the pocket, and I can come up with another one, but Moby was definitely gonna be one.
Yeah,
probably like, man, what a dream.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it is like you gotta want it, you know. Like I'd want to beat up William Shatner for culture war reasons too. yeah, why is this so hard? I don't have any faith in my ability like to fight. I don't know.
You can use your special move.
Oh, I can use my special move, but bring out a boom mic or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Who could we have? Oh man. How about, no, not Finn Wolfhard. I mean, I'm thinking of a kid. I want to beat up a kid, but I don't know any child actors.
Yeah. And they'd be current child actors too, because the ones we know as child actors are now all grown up.
Right.
Like you could be like Edward Furlong, but that guy would fucking wipe the floor with you now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Going back into the realm of music, I could probably take Mark Mothersbaugh.
Oh, that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
You know, if he doesn't have any tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be... He might whip it, but that'd be okay. I can get around that.
If you whipped it better though.
Yeah.
You know,
do the Ohio grudge match there. Yeah.
I had three in the pocket, one of which was Moby.
Okay.
So I'll have to come up with another one. But the two of them I had before that was DJ Qualls.
Oh God. I mean, that would be like, that'd be like strangling a giraffe.
Yeah. It'd be very satisfying. Like it just, like, you'd be like,
oh my God,
killing a chicken. Orville Redenbacher. I could take out Orville Redenbacher.
He's dead as fuck, no dude. Problem. He's dead or also not real.
No way. That guy's real.
Right? I think he was real, but then he was turned into a character. He got like, Colonel Sandersified. Is the thing about Orville Redenbacher. Okay. Yeah. popcorn, dude.
I guess the actor who played him is who I was thinking of, but that's not a very good.
Who are you going to go after next? The guy who invented hoop and stick?
Yeah. Well, I was doing the same thing you were doing, like an old person. I was just doing an old person who was, I thought was alive.
Okay. How about
Mel Brooks?
Oh,
that's an old person. I wouldn't want to.
it'd be a really sad day. These are bad times.
I can do it to bring Rob Reiner back to life.
Oh, it'd be Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah. If I was forced to beat Mel Brooks, I would want to sit down and have a talk with him and say, "I know you lost your best friend, you know, and I just want to send you to meet him." Yeah.
I'll do anything to get to the script of Dracula Dead and Loving It Too. Trying to change revenge. And I know you're only let out of your cold dead hands, like you said. So
I just hey Mel, nobody can make Blazing Saddle today, so you gotta go.
Yeah. Nobody will again. I'm from the future and making sure it never got created. He could summon his son though to do zombie shit on you.
He could. Yeah.
So I got one of them. I've got Mel Brooks, DJ Qualls. And then boy, like if I think about like wanting it, like, I think it'd be a real good fight.
Okay.
You know, but I wouldn't mind like, and this is all just, it's I don't like fighting and violence. This is all jokes.
Right.
I would like a shot at Tim Allen.
Oh man, that is so good.
I mean, cause that guy fucking sucks.
He sucks.
And it's just like, man,
he sucks for a bunch of reasons is the thing.
One of the reasons why I want to fight him is because he's a huge collector of the art of Tobin Sprout, who is the other singer guitarist in Guided by Voices.
Okay.
And I want to steal his treasures.
Oh, so you take him down, you get all of his, treasure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, like you can,
since my plan to get all the popcorn I could ever eat is ruined.
Now to Tim Allen. Yeah. I mean, definitely you have to want it, of course. And if you're not going to beat him up for the culture war kind of stuff. Ooh, same thing for Mike Rowe, actually, would be really good.
Oh man. I think that would be tougher though, but that would be, but I want
he stands adjacent to tough people is the thing. So
yeah, that's
true. I think it'd be roughly the same. If you want to beat up Tim Allen because of the blandness of Home Improvement, or I mean the big one, I don't know that he's ever gotten comeuppance for snitching all those people when he was dealing coke. Like he's a snitch. He's a snitch, and he got to be rich and powerful. Fuck you, dude.
How does a snitch get to go this long without Stitch?
I don't know.
All the rhymes are lies.
It's a fucking, it is an injustice is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God's among us.
I think that dealing cocaine is a bad thing. Right. You know, but like, if you're going to be in the game, man, snitching like that outstrips everything. Don't fucking snitch, dude.
Yeah. Don't snitch. Do not snitch. I could take on any of the guys in OK Go.
I don't know. They know their way around a treadmill that might lure you into a maze.
No. I've been practicing. I think I can get past the treadmill. The okay, go zone.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sufjan Stevens I could take.
Yeah. Mumford and his sons.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you don't take the sons first, so you have to watch. Like how in Resident Evil 1 I always kill the baby sharks before I kill the big one.
God. I don't know.
People let us know. Comment on the Patreon post for this. Let us know what celebrities you could take in a fight. And if you say, well, I don't believe in fighting people because the world is tough enough as it is, you're not playing the same game as we are. So you should it's okay. You don't have to play the game, but don't try to ruin everyone else's fun, please.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I have anything more to say about celebrity deathmatch. I hate it. The game isn't very good. Yeah.
It just reminds me of a time in which like culture was just fucking horrible.
I don't know. I think it's probably still like as shitty, but like it's happening in different, you know, you don't have the monoculture of MTV focusing it all into one thing. You just have like an infinite hall of mirrors of like YouTube drama channels. You know, you got fucking Keemstar now, you know, stuff like that, right?
It's also like the stuff you get online of people complaining about this stuff, who are complaining about like Honey Boo Boo and stuff, are now complaining about like Marvel TV shows.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, man. Like, this was about, like, we had all these shows where like, look at the person who's addicted, suffering. And that was the fucking show. Like, if you're comparing superheroes to that, you're
kind of
off your rocker. You know, it is, I feel like it is less harmful now.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Kid Town? Whatever that fucking show was, where it was like, what if we just set up all these kids to live in a town without supervision?
What?
There's a reality show that was like, it ran for one season. It was like kids running a town.
Okay. Kid Town show. Kid what Nation. Is
called?
Oh, this was
Kid Nation.
This was in 2007.
I'm telling you, the 2000s, the aughts, were a fucking horrible decade.
There's no H3 on the Wikipedia page about body count, but there is treatment of children and broader legal implications. Oh no!
Right? CBS Kid Nation. Like, remember Lord of the Flies? That's a cool. That was cool.
Oh dear God!
I didn't get to the end, but it seemed like those guys were doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had the speaking stick.
Yeah, one of the episodes is called "Bonanza is Disgusting."
Oh God! I'm trying to be a leader here.
I just like the recess part. Oh, I wish I could find some food.
We've all decided to go mad. That is the most ominous fucking thing. If these are quotes, I want to rescue these kids. I know they're like in college now, but
yeah, I could not take on any of these kids.
No, they're hardened. This is like big boss shit.
Basically, our super soldier program.
Yeah, they're going through the VR. They're like they're running Zanzibar land.
These are all Jack the Rippers. Jax the Ripper.
Good God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man,
I can't.
A pretty wild show. There was an AV Club oral history of this.
Yeah,
that was like fascinating.
Wait a minute. There have been a highly publicized story about one child drinking bleach. Somebody named Anjay explained in this report that this had been the result of a bottle of bleach being mistaken for a bottle of seltzer water. that they had for flavoring drinks in the town store, but medical staff were there to immediately treat the affected child, who was returned to set shortly afterwards.
Like, and you want to be like, oh, idiot thought this bleach was seltzer water. And they're like, oh, no. He's fucking 10.
You're 7 years old.
We put those under the sink.
Yeah.
With a little lock.
We have a special sticker. They didn't put the sticker on it.
Just fucking incredible.
Wait, JonTron interviewed Jimmy, the first child to leave the game in 2020. Oh, God. Yeah. Wait a minute. They talked about what the production crew did. Sorry, I'm just reading Wikipedia. This is ghastly. Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm happy to be able to expose you to this.
Making them cook their own food and wash their own dishes. They had one outhouse with 40 kids and no showers until the first showdown.
Shower showdown.
He also confirmed that on two separate occasions, ambulances were called because at least one child accidentally consumed bleach from an improperly rinsed container. And a kid named Devad Miles burned her face with grease while cooking. Because that's what happens when you let a 10-year-old use the stove.
Yeah, kids are microwave only.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, take that out of context, however you like. Yeah. these Jiffy Pups do not go out on the stove top. There was just, our culture was very sick. During that entire decade.
God. I feel terrible because, like, I don't know. Like, when a lot of this stuff came out, there were executives who thought, oh, this is for this demographic. This was made trying to cater to me.
Oh, yeah. I had a big yawn. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Not because I'm so bored by these kids drinking bleach. Like, that just excites me, but I just got up very early today for no good reason.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I can't.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you. I need to
read about it today, man. It's fucking fascinating.
I need to pray, is what I need to do. They violated the Fair Labor Act of 1913. Sorry. If you like the show, you can support us on Patreon, get bonus episodes of it, other shows and things like that, or leave a rating or review on iTunes or any other directory that takes reviews. We really appreciate it.
If you'd like, you can sponsor an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Pick something for us to play. You can also put things into www.abjectsuffering.com. There is a suggest a game widget there. You can do. And what should they do until next time?
Well, like our friend at Kirby on Twitter always says, and until next time, please stay at least 2 tumble widths apart to maintain social distance.